Okay, we just turned the tape over and we were talking about the effect of the flood.
Yes, well, that was, I'm sure, as I said, some of the things we did was from the result of the flood, because they had to have some, I know there's a lot of farm improvement and livestock and tractors damaged, and they had to help the farm without all the food, I know.
Do you keep in touch with any of the people who were in the CCC camp that might still live here in Arkansas?
Yes, I do. Our camp sergeant, Mr. Somerville, I talked with him the other day, and Cleotis Tippin, who's a letter carrier here in Little Rock. Cleotis Tippin.
Tippin.
T-I-P-P-I-N-S, I think. He's a letter carrier. I think Mr. Somerville retired. I don't know what he was doing. And there are others that I talked with, Nexton P. Marshall. He was out for this meeting last week. And of course, Paul McCrary, one of our cooks, I mentioned, he lives here in the Rock.
Would any of these have been out in the field during the flood, when the flood was going on?
Paul McCrary, no, he was a cook. He wasn't a
mess. He was a mess sergeant?
He was one of the head cooks.
Head cook.
Edgett was a mess sergeant. And of course, Somerville was a camp. He was a sergeant there in the camp, but he didn't go out in the field. And Reverend Riley Sawyer. Now, he was another one that's here in Little Rock. He's a pastor of one of the leading churches here in Little Rock. He was a regular enrollee. Now, he went out on the farm. Mm-hmm. He was Riley Sawyer.
Okay. What about Mr. Tippins?
Mr. Tippins was the person who took care of all that gas.
Oh, okay.
He was the gas man. He would run out. Mm-hmm. Of course, when the flood was so raging, so he couldn't handle all that by himself. We had to pitch in and help him. But he was the main gas. We called him the gas boy. When the truck would roll in the evening, he'd get his books and take out to the tanks and keep tab on the gas. So not many of the people that I was associated with were field hands. I mean, I knew a lot of them. I think Reverend Sawyer is about the only one that's here now that was a regular enrolled person.
Well, I want to take this time to thank you for participating in this oral history project.
Well, I've certainly enjoyed going over it. It brought back quite a few memories that I probably never would have thought of had you not asked me, because I enjoy talking about it.